The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God is speaking of the way that this world is, from cutting ourselves off from our Maker. And continuing here now in Revelation 16, verse 5, "And I heard the angel of the water saying, You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is and who was and who is to be, because you have judged these things." God is giving man a warning to repent when he began to pour out his wrath on this earth. Verse 6, "For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due." From the time of Abel, God's true people at times have been persecuted. Many have been killed because they would not bow to the ways of the popular false religion. Verse 7, "And I heard another from the altar saying, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." Now notice verses 8 and 9. "Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, who has power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory." Speaking of the very end of this age, during the day of the Lord, just before Jesus Christ returns to this earth and takes it away from Satan, mankind as a whole will be so set against God's way of life, so deceived and steeped in this mystery Babylon system, that no plague will bring him to his knees, and he would annihilate all life from the earth if Jesus Christ doesn't return at the right split second to save man from himself. I want you to notice Revelation 16, verses 8 and 9 again. Verse 8 of Revelation 16, "Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given him to scorch men with fire." The hottest day that you have ever experienced is cool in comparison to this time that God is speaking of. And it may be that way for days or weeks, but notice what stubborn, rebellious mankind's reactions are. Verse 9, "And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God, who has power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory." This is speaking of a world rule by the beast power that will be resurrected and made known, as well as the false prophet or the harlot riding herd over the beast. Those 10 nations in Europe will come together and unite for a short time. They will pool their power militarily, financially, and religiously, and enforce the mark of the beast. They will take over much of the earth, including taking the United States and the British people captive unless we, our people, repent, which we will not do. The beast will also roll through the Middle East, trampling the Arab nations, and the false prophet will set up his headquarters in Jerusalem. And when he does, the Great Tribulation will begin. The time of the beginning of the Great Tribulation is brought out in the book of Mark chapter 13, verses 14 through 20. Notice what Christ had to say here. "But when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." Verse 15, "And let him who is on the housetop not go down into the house, nor enter to take anything out of his house." Now this is speaking of the time that God is warning Judah and anyone else to flee, and the time that he will give you protection if you are on God's side. Verse 16, "And let him who is in the field not go back to get his garments. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those with nursing babies in those days." In other words, God is saying the time is coming when it's going to be urgent for you to do what you can to protect yourself. Verse 18 continues here, "And pray that your flight may not be in winter. For in those days there will be tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of creation, which God created until this time, nor ever shall be." Yes, God says it's going to be the worst time in history that's brought out in several other places in the Bible. Verse 20, "And unless the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he chose, he shortened the days. Now, God plans to shorten the days before mankind will annihilate all life from this planet, because God is going to shorten those days to save man from himself and to save the elect. After the abomination of desolation is set up, there will be a period of 3.5 years of trouble for the whole world as has never been since man was created. During the last year of Satan's rule of the earth, Jesus Christ will be pouring out the wrath of Almighty God on the earth, hoping or at least giving stubborn man an opportunity to repent. But according to the Bible, he will not. So Jesus Christ will return just in time to save man from himself. Yes, for the elect's sake, Christ will save man from total destruction. Christ will have to destroy many to keep man from annihilating all life from the earth. By that time, man will have learned a very bitter lesson that his way does not work, that his way only leads to death. He then will be willing to listen to his Maker. Notice in Revelation chapter 16, as it continues here, to spell out more plagues of the wrath of God as it is being poured out on the beast and those nations which will be united with him as a false prophet, will be performing deceitful miracles empowered by Satan, the false god of this earth. Revelation 16, verse 10, then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues because of their pain. God will see to it that the beast's power is punished and comes to an end. Now, at this time, it is drawing very close to the return of Jesus Christ to put an end to Satan's rule and this entire Babylonian system of religion, politics, competitive business practices, and all the other ugly evils in this world. And there are so many ugly evils out there and problems that you don't have time to mention all of them on a program. A new world order will begin under the rule of Jesus Christ, reigning as king over all the earth. His kingdom will last forever. Notice the reactions of this earth just before the return of Christ. Revelation 16, verse 11, and they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and did not repent of their deeds. This is speaking of the beast and the beast's power and the nation that he's riding herd over. All the suffering man has gone through since the flood, to the pouring out of the wrath of God, to the fifth angel pouring out his plagues, has not brought man to his knees. I hope you can get a glimpse of the suffering and the confusion at the very end of this age of Satan's rule, and yet man will not repent. You know, the suffering and the confusion is bad enough now, but it's going to get much worse, my friend, and it's going to get much worse for you personally unless you repent and turn to God. But they will continue to blaspheme God. That could and would help them, but they won't let him. But the point is, as survival becomes much more of a problem, stubborn man will still not repent. It would make you wonder what is wrong with us. Well, it is because we are so steeped in and with the mindset and attitude of Satan, so deceived into thinking that our way is right, that we can't see and can't understand that it is our way, which is mainly Satan's way, that has led us to the point that we find ourselves in today. Our way is the way that seems right to a man, which God says leads to death. What a gulf, what a gap between us and our God. When God commanded us to come out of her, what he meant was to begin closing that gap or that gulf. And that is a lifetime job of learning and living by the Word of God. When Jesus Christ has crushed all authority of man and Satan, he will establish the kingdom of God on the earth. Then the gulf of iniquity will begin to be closed. But it's deep and wide today and will become much deeper and wider before Christ returns. You can take that statement to the bank, and that's why that God is going to have to pour out his wrath to bring man to his knees. The main cause of this gulf is Satan and his counterfeit religion, which God calls Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlot and abomination of the earth. In Revelation 17, verse 5, God has this to say, and on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abomination of the earth. So God will pour out his wrath on the earth because the whole earth has been made spiritually drunk with the wine of her fornication, false religion, which has caused the great gulf of sin between God and man. Satan the devil is the daddy of it all, which actually began in the Garden of Eden and picked up again this side of the flood by Cush, Nimrod, and Semiramis, and has picked up momentum ever since and will until Jesus Christ destroys it. In Revelation 18, beginning in verse 1, after these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a habitation of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. Now notice Revelation 18, verses 20 and 21. God says, rejoice over her. That is this Babylonian system that's going to be crushed. O heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God has avenged you on her. Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, thus with violence the great city Babylon shall be thrown down and shall not be found any more. So ends this Babylonian system of Satan's way of life, the way of Get. What a blessing. Satan will be bound and the kingdom of God will be established on the earth with Jesus Christ, King over the entire earth. The saints will reign with him on the earth and all the evils and sufferings will begin to disappear. May God speed that day. We're offering two booklets today, free of charge, of course, and you can have them just by request, free of charge. Great Day of the Lord. And you need this book, my friend. You need to read this book. And Why Christ Must Return. It will give you much more detail than I've had time to do in this series of broadcasts. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com or order online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. You need those booklets. Great Day of the Lord and Why Christ Must Return. So call us and order your booklets today. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope and pray that you will let God lead you in his path.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.